Our guest in the cafe this morning is Blake Cooper, the superintendent of the Commerce Schools. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the state legislative session has come to an end. I know in a lot of respects you're probably relieved by that. some interesting things came out of it, Blake. For one thing, there's an A to F school rating system that we're going to have now.
Yes, sir. That's actually part of House Bill 2804. That deals with the accountability system and how they're going to rate our schools, and that's what that's a part of. So, really, there's five domains now that we're going to be rated in. The one is standardized testing. That's 55% of it, and then we have.
And that's much less than it has been in the past.
Yes, it was actually 95% of the rating in the past. So that's a good thing. I understand this is, and honestly, it was, John Marcus, this is kind of a compromise because the Senate was bound and determined to have the A through F rating system.
And the thinking is that it's easier for the public to understand because people are familiar with A to F grades.
Exactly. So in order to get that in there, the House said, well, fine, let's compromise and let's make that less of a factor, the standardized test part, and let's include things like student enrollment at AP or dual credit courses. Community parent engagement is another area. College readiness is another area. So, I mean, those are the kind, they're going to try to take more things into account and give them a little more oomph, for lack of a better term.
I would think that you like all of those things.
Yes, sir, I think so. I think it's going to be good. The key piece is parent community engagement. You know, and being real, we sometimes have struggled with parent community engagement in our school system. We've done a lot of things in my 7 years here to try to get parents more involved. I think our parents are more involved, but we can do better. And so we're going to have to do some things to help with that. But as far as the, things like the enrollment and AP dual credit, I think with what we're doing with the dual credit, we're going to see a jump in our enrollment. So I think that's going to help. That's going to be a good thing.
Now, another good thing, I would think, again, from your point of view, is more funding, $130 million in additional funding for pre-kindergarten classes.
Yes, sir. That was Governor Abbott's mantra, if you remember, back at the beginning of the session. And they are funding pre-K at $130 million. They're still not back to where it was back to two sessions ago when they made all the cuts. But it's a step in the right direction. And there are going to be – and actually it's going to be in the form of a grant. And the commissioner is going to determine how much that grant is, and it's up to $1,500 a child. Now, understand, we only get funded basically $2,500 a child in pre-K. So it's not really –
We're talking with Blake Cooper, who's the superintendent of the Commerce ISD, and we're talking about the state legislative session that has just come to an end, the things having to do with public education. Back to testing for a minute. They passed a law that lets kids who are about to graduate but who have failed one or two standardized tests to allow them to go ahead and graduate.
Yes, sir. That's Senate Bill 149 by Kel Sodiger out of Amarillo. And what that is you put together a committee and you have to put together a portfolio and basically prove that even though the child might not have passed the end of course testing, they are still capable of doing the work. They have to pass their regular coursework, but there's a portfolio of information from samples of work, behaviorally. I mean, there's all kinds of different things that can go into that decision. Then there's a committee that the law says that has to be part of that committee, and then they meet and determine whether or not the student can still graduate.
And you were telling me about something else that you said sort of flew under the radar. This is called Senate Bill 313, and this reduces the mandates that you guys have to address. In other words, the things that you have to be responsible for teaching.
Exactly. Our TEKS, or the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills, that we are supposed to teach our students. The state says this is, or the State Board of Education says this is what we expect you to teach. And what Senate Bill 313 does, it's going to give the State Board of Education the opportunity to reduce the number of TEKS. There's one subject in high school that has over 200 things you're supposed to teach, and you're only in school 177 days, but yet they're supposed to know all that and then be tested over all that. And that's where that's really where it's gone overboard. So what this does, this is going to give the State Board of Education an opportunity to go back and basically, instead of teaching a mile wide and inch deep, we're going to be able to narrow that down and teach things at a deeper level. And that's really one of the big arguments about our curriculum. So we're looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a good thing.
Good. Blake, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you for having me.
Good. Blake Cooper, superintendent of the Commerce Schools, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.